I'll fix him a sandwich.
Well, I was thinking that I had a slice of ham. I had a ham.
Oh, that's thank you. But I'll fix him a. What was that?
And he's supposed to get in around noon, isn't he?
Supposed to be. I better get myself over there, I think, because if I don't, he's going to have kittens. I'm supposed to have so much done today, and I
well,
I'll
tell you, after I saw you with all the things you were doing this morning, you needed to take a look. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you have the recipe for the soot cake?
For the soot?
Uh-huh.
Well, we just
I mean, not the soot cake, the,
sour cream?
No, it's like a cornmeal and what else is in that thing? Cornmeal.
No. Guy just puts up chickpeas and that suet that he gets from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, chickpeas, no, not the chick scratch. Not the.
He just buys it.
You know, not the big. And you can have birds all over your place and you never see them.
Yeah, I know. And they'll come, look at
yeah.
that.
Yeah, but now your cat, you'll have to guard against your cat. You'll have to fix it so your cat won't get up. That's very easy to do.
She wouldn't bother a bird if it came down beside her.
Is that right?
That old cat.
Well, I'll tell you what. That's just as much company as that monkey.
Oh, I know it. That's more because you get more variety. I love that little old monkey, but I swear. Now, he'd be my... He'd chase away the birds. He wouldn't harm them, but he loves to try to catch them.
Oh, he wants to play.
Just to play. So I'd have to kind of
yeah.
put it where he can't get to it. Where that would be, I don't know. He can get to anything. But I'll put a pole up there he can't climb.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to see them load that cow.
Well,
why don't you come over this afternoon?
I thought it would.
And,
I'll check with you if I can, keep clear.
Is it closer for you to come to the house or come
yeah.
to Citra from here?
No.
Come to the house, isn't it? Because you have to go by there anyway.
It's not out of the way. It's just up there at the corner.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Shirley, you know, there are very few people I just enjoy talking to. You know, you enjoy talking to a lot of people, but I mean just really enjoy. I just love to hear Miss Guffey talk.
Mm-hmm.
And she seems to be moody. I don't know. I don't know that much about her. But sometimes I go over there or come by there or see her, and she just talks a blue streak. And other times she just hardly opens
I know it. I know it. And she makes me nervous because I don't know, you know, a lot of times how she's going to be feeling when she comes up there. You have to... kind of stand back and listen for a while and just take it easy and see what kind of mood she's in, because a lot of times I probably made her mad, you know, by rambling on, and she doesn't. A lot of times she come over and just sit. She won't say anything. She's just that.
Well, now one time when we came over there, I forget what the occasion was, but she cooked a little bit with Bonnie, and she didn't say anything. She's just busy, just doing something.
Well, she's in the kitchen or doing something, you won't get a word out of her hardly edgewise, because she's got her mind on what she's doing. And
well, don't tell me that. I was over at her house one day at 12 o'clock, and she had company, and they're all sitting there in the kitchen, and she's entertaining them.
She was in a rare mood.
Really?
She was talking
yes.
like a performer.
Just a performance.
Huh. Well, I do know.
Must have been a half a dozen or more people sitting around on the floor and chairs.
Yeah.
They must have had a party going.
Ms. Deese, whoever she is.
Oh, that's her brother and sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. She's.
And then she had that girl that had the trailer over there.
Yes. Curtis and his wife.
Curtis and his wife was there.
Yeah.
Well, Curtis and Ms. Deese was out there.
Oh, I bet she was in a big way. That day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Curtis, when I was there, Curtis and Mr. Deese was out there working on an old car. And the woman and the two girls and Faye and I were sitting in there. We were sitting all around there. And she was performing.
Cooking dinner.
Well, now let me tell you something. When her brother's around, she's a different woman. And she's sick right now, I think, is one of her biggest problems is that he won't come to see her.
Oh.
And she's got to see him every so often, or she just gets sick. And then they'll get in the car and go see him, or he'll come down here and see her, and she's all right.
Well, now, who is he?
Where does he live now? Up around Horseshoe Beach, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Around the Swanee River someplace.
Yeah.
We've been there. We've been there to see him a time or two. And they're really, you know, back in the woods people. But he's sort of quiet and sort of timid, but he's a real conversational piece. He's,
oh, he talks?
Yes, he's sort of jolly in a way. If you catch him in a good mood.
Oh.
But they're very moody, both of them.
Well, is his name Dees?
Uh huh.
Is that her name? Dees?
Yes, I think so. Dees. D-E-E-S. I think
that's
her maiden name.
Yeah, Dees.
Uh-huh.
That's her maiden name.
And that's her brother and sister-in-law. And then they have three children. And then, of course, Curtis.
Well, now, what gets her started whenever she's lively when you see her?
Well, it depends. If she's in one of her depressing moods, there's not a thing in the world can can bring her out of it. She's just going to say, complain and complain and complain, and you listen to her and feel sorry for her.
Well, what is she complaining about?
Oh, either just anything. And it makes her feel better after she complains. She feels a lot better. But most of all, it's either her health, or Marvin, or the cows, or the taxes, or the price of groceries, or...
Yeah.
Just anything.
Well, now, there for a long time, she could get started on... the little girl, Curtis and his wife, that lived in the trailer.
Oh, boy, yes, boy, she was... she's a good old thing now and then, but boy, when she gets on one of her sprees like that, you can't hardly...
And then she turned around and gave them the trailer.
And
they live in it now?
I don't know.
I think
they
gave it to them. Huh? And they're living in it.
Is that right? She told us a different story. Now, Curtis was supposed to have gone to town and bought him a trailer. And they sold their trailer to a man for $1,000. And he only paid him part of the money and wouldn't pay him the rest of the money. And she couldn't produce the title, clear title to the trailer. Because of something or another, when she bought the trailer, the guy hadn't sent her the title to the trailer, so she couldn't sell it outright to this guy without the title. And this guy wanted the title, but he wasn't going to give her all the money. She couldn't get her money until she got the title, and she couldn't get the title from the guy that she bought the trailer from. That's the way it was. So it was quite a mix-up there. So I never knew how it did turn out. She never...
Might have
been that
she
didn't.
Eventually had to go to the lawyer.
Uh huh.
And got the title.
That's where it was when I last
heard
from her. Now,
I haven't kept up with it. Ms. Gus is one of the hardest people to keep up with. I ever. Did they ever get that Dunham place they call it planted?
Well, she's got the back part of it planted and something or another.
Yeah.
And she had Pangola in the front part of it there, and I think it died out, and I think the Bahia is taking it over, and they're going to leave it as a Bahia there in the front part.
Yeah.
But he said something about planting the back part, but I don't know what he planted it in.
Bahia.
And he never did get his melt in the ground.
He's
had it plowed up for months now, and ready to put the
grass in. Right in the house?
Uh-huh, in the back, by that pond back there. And, he had it all looking good and had it plowed up and ready for the millet for a long time, and he never has got it in.
Yeah,
we asked him why, and he said he's still looking for another frost, and he didn't want the frost to kill it.
Yeah.
And ours is just now coming up.
Oh, yeah.
It takes 7 days. So
how much you got in?
Oh, that first field as you're going in the
yeah.
In the yard in the
van. Oh, that'll keep you going.
It burns, says it's coming up real good and heavy, so it ought to be,
okay.
It ought to be good. Yes, I must get back over, because Berman will beat me if I don't.
You beat think me. It's that we need
he'll
to
beat me home and then beat me to sick.
Yes, he's coming at noon.
Oh, you want to go to the... No.
You can drop me back. I tell you what, I'll ride him. Are you going to take him home?
Yeah.
I'll ride him.
This is terrible. I wish that he'd get time to work on that car. Now he's got to build the pen.
But now, wouldn't it be fun if we didn't have anything to do for a little while and you could just stay and we could just have him?
Look here at
these pictures. I want to see these
the
next time I come over. I haven't seen them before.
I thought I had
them
this
time, man.
Yeah, that's
the joint. Boy, how about that? I want to look at these when I come back over again. That's something. Those are nice pictures.
Well, I had my hat in the dirty clothes.
Now that's channel one over around 100 or 200, somewhere along there. And the end of the visit with Shirley this Friday morning, the 17th, 16th of April 1971. Now that's the end of the visit with Shirley this Friday morning, channel one over around 150, 200. And the end of this Friday morning, the 16th of April 1971. And that's the end of the visit with Shirley this Friday morning, the 16th of April 1971. Channel one over, 150 or 200.